With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dorothy Salisbury Davis has been turning out stories of mystery and suspense since 1949, and in 1985 was honored with the Grand Master Award by the Mystery Writers of America. The latest Dorothy Salisbury Davis thriller, The Habit of Fear, is the fourth to feature her young heroine, Julie Hayes. Davis recalls the day nearly 40 years ago when she was summoned to the office of the legendary editor at Scribner's, Burroughs Mitchell, to discuss a novel she had written called The Judas Cat.
And I can remember Burroughs Mitchell calling me in and saying, and this was after numerous rejections, well, we like the book, I like the book, and I think we might take it, but there's something wrong with the denouement. And I said, oh, I can fix that. So I went home and looked up the word denouement, which is, I guess, the ending, the resolution.
Oh, thank God. Solution. I'll have to go home and look it up. While Dorothy Salisbury Davis describes herself as a little old lady with white hair and a raincoat, she was not afraid to venture into the world of pimps and prostitutes to do research for her early Julie Hayes novels, nor does she shy from violence in her work.
If I have to have blood, I'm going to have blood. It's not going to be colored iodine.
And The Habit of Fear starts out with a brutal rape scene.
While it's violent, it's as brief as I could make it to have it credible.
In Habit of Fear, Julie Hayes goes on a dual mission, a search for the two men who raped her and a quest for the father she never knew. Good reading from Dorothy Salisbury Davis, published by Scribner's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The catalyst for The Habit of Fear, the new thriller by veteran mystery writer Dorothy Salisbury Davis, was her long awareness that she had been adopted and that her natural mother and father were a mystery. Davis was 17 and living in Chicago when her adoptive father asked her to get some papers from his bank vault.
And in the bank vault was Dorothy's baptismal certificate. And that was how I found out I was an adopted child. So I was working from that information. I knew what my father's name was.
And that he had been a medical student. But it wasn't until she was in her 60s and established as a writer that she decided to try to find out more.
When everybody probably who was at least 20, 25 years dead, that it was time to have a look. I found out that I was born a Protestant, which rather shocked me since I'd had so much affinity and rebellion with the Catholic Church over all these years. And I also found out that I was a twin.
Dorothy Salisbury Davis admits she didn't try as hard as she might to find out the facts about her birth and her natural parents.
I was beginning to feel that I was losing my sense, my personal sense and deep love and identification with the people who adopted me and raised me and educated me, and who gave me what heritage I knew.
In The Habit of Fear, Dorothy Salisbury Davis's heroine, Julie Hayes, goes to Ireland to search for the father she never knew, while at the same time hunts for a pair of brutal rapists. Published by Scribner's. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.